offers for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. We find some of the most interesting things on the internet, especially during the breaks. We just watched the Tiny Cannon videos. Somebody posted it over at Facebook.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I saw it a couple of weeks ago, and I think it was sent to me by Zeus, who does sort of our producer.
Well, describe it, Mark. What is a tiny cannon?
The tiny cannon is a tiny little miniature cannon made of sort of golden colored, and the guy lights the wick and fires at all kinds of things. I think the best
they
thing
put
is
got real gunpowder in a real steel ball, and then they pack it down, put a wick in, and light the sucker, and it
shoots all kinds
does
of stuff.
Damage.
I think the best thing is the cathode ray tube, the
computer monitor.
The old computer monitor there, and he shoots it a couple of times, and it stays going. It's awesome.
Yeah, and then on the third time, it looks kind of like it might light itself on fire on the inside. So use at your discretion.
Yeah, this guy was, in my opinion, taking a certain amount of risk in doing what he was doing. He's holding some of these things, too.
It's a dangerous little device. Anyway, this might be worth looking for online, Tiny Cannon. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, the disorderly house. But first, we'll give you an update on a story that we talked about a few weeks ago, and it's a little bit of good news. And we've actually had a good amount of good news so far this week, updates on various different abuses of by these government people. And the Baltimore Sun is reporting here that charges have been filed now in district court in Annapolis against a man who shot Bear Bear. Remember Bear Bear?
Yeah, the dog.
Yeah, that's right. Siberian Husky at Severn Dog Park about 2 weeks ago. The dog died a few hours later. Keith Shepard, 32, of Severn, a civilian police officer for the Army in Northern Virginia, was charged with animal cruelty and discharging a firearm within 100 yards of an occupied home, according to the county prosecutors. The brother of Rachel Retaliata, who owned Bear Bear with her husband Ryan, took the couple's husky to the Quail Run Community Dog Park on the evening of August 2nd. Shepard and his wife Wendy brought their German Shepherd Asia to the dog park as well. According to police, Shepard said that Bear Bear attacked Asia and then menaced him. He also told police that Retaliata's brother did not respond to his request to intervene. The Retaliata family has disputed Shepard's account. Rachel said her brother told her the dogs were playing, and that before he could act, Shepard fired his weapon. The dog died a few hours later at a veterinary hospital. And an attorney for Shepard says, "I can't say that I'm surprised that charges were brought, and we're looking forward to challenging this in court." So just because the charges have been brought doesn't mean that anything's going to pan out. But nonetheless, at least this man has finally been identified. When we first talked about the story, the cops were refusing to even talk about who this man was.
Yeah.
The guy had just fired a gun in a dog park and slaughtered a poor, helpless animal because the family had described this husky as just being very loving, and that if he was doing anything with this other dog, it was just playful, and that's all it was. Because sometimes dogs, you know, they get a little rough when they play.
Yeah, big dogs. My dog, which is she's the Omega female. Of all the dogs out there, she's going to be the one that's in the pack, that's the last in the pecking order. She's just got
Omega's
that,
the last?
I'm actually Alpha is the first, and they don't actually have a terminology like Omega female. I'm just pointing out that if you're going to use these Greek letters, she's going to be on the end of it. Because
she's going to get punked.
Yeah, she's just that kind of dog. And, you know, it makes for a great one family dog, but, you know, when other dogs get around, she always cowers beneath them and that kind of thing. But she loves to play with her other dogs in sort of a rough fashion. She's a 100-pound dog, so she can kind of play rough, or maybe 80 pounds. I don't know. I can see how somebody who didn't know any better would think it might be fighting, though. But it's not okay to shoot them.
According to the story, a conviction for misdemeanor animal cruelty, in this case inflicting unnecessary pain to an animal, is punishable by up to $1,000 fine and 90 days in jail.
But are the owners of Bear Bear going to get that?
That's my question.
You know, that's the thing. They're not going to get the money.
Not likely.
This is all they're going to do is punish their own, as far as this cop goes, because it was an animal story and it made such big press. And, you know, the people that this happened to aren't going to get anything.
No restitution. And this is a case where restitution would be in order.
Well, there was some good news for you. I'm not going to get into the details because we got into them quite a bit a couple weeks ago. But nonetheless, maybe some good news there. Yeah. Now, here's the not so good news.
They'll be able to file a civil suit against the guy. But what's so weird about it is the government gets $1,000. What's the government need $1,000 for?
Maybe. That's the maximum, right?
Right.
They could just say, you've been a naughty boy. Don't do it again. Right. That could be the punishment as well. Because, again, he is one of theirs. And those people, the government people, tend to get they get the benefit of the doubt. They get the professional courtesy. They get people looking the other way and working to protect them and so on and so forth. So here's the other news. Speaking of protection and the benefit of the doubt and immunity, Philadelphia, it's another update for you. Federal prosecutors, according to the AP, will not file charges against the school district or its employees over the use of software to remotely monitor students. Remember the story where basically an entire class of kids was being watched creepily by the school administrators? U.S. Attorney Zane David Memger, says investigators have found no evidence of criminal intent by Lower Merion School District employees who activated tracking software that took thousands of webcam and screenshot images on school-provided laptops.
No criminal intent. Oh, my goodness.
Right, yeah. It was
ridiculous.
Webcam?
Yeah, watching them dress and undress and everything.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if the webcam is the webcam
on a laptop,
on their laptop,
operating without their their knowledge.
Correct. Exactly.
Or is it when the webcam's operating?
No,
general.
No,
that's creepy.
They had software. We talked about this when it happened. Basically, it's one of those things where the school says our students have a right to have a laptop, and so they give laptops to all the students for the school year. Now, of course, when this happened at the school that I used to went to, but it go to rather, this happened to.
Is that the gifted school?
I used to went to.
Right? It was the gifted school,
but they didn't have cameras built right into the laptops back in those days.
Well, back when I was there, they didn't have laptops; they were giving to kids. But a few years after I left, they started doing that, and this is not an uncommon thing these days where they give you the laptop and it's very basically stripped down. You know, they put the special software on that tries to prevent the kids from doing things they're not supposed to do with the computers.
Right.
Probably not very successfully in some cases with the real computer geek guys, because I know that all my friends and I would probably have tried to crack through and do things to it. But
just to do it.
Yeah. But now they've got the laptops. I mean, a lot of laptops these days are sold. I don't know if most, but a number of them are sold with the webcams built into them.
Mine is.
And so these people put software on every single one of these laptops and just started taking pictures of what the kids were doing outside of school. A student and his family had sued the district in February, claiming officials invaded his privacy by activating the software. That case continues. The district has acknowledged capturing 56,000 screenshots and webcam images so it could locate missing laptops. Memger says he decided to make Tuesday's announcement to close the matter before the start of the school year.
What a bunch of horse manure. It's one thing if you capture screenshots to see what they're up to with your laptop, but when you start activating their webcam secretly and looking at what they're doing in their room, wherever they are, that's a bunch of baloney. That's an invasion of privacy, and that's just really criminal.
I heard on this one, and I don't know this for certain. Some people need to research it, but I heard that a kid was eating like Good and Plenty's or Skittles or something, and a school administrator claimed that he was taking drugs.
Really?
I mean, it's, you know, that's how.
It's a real simple.
What I want to know is, I have been in front of my computer topless and naked.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, not right now, Wayne, I'm just wondering how many of these shots of high school aged girls do they have, do these administrators have?
Mm-hmm. And boys.
Well,
You're saving them, baby.
It's not a felony to take a shot of a boy with his top off.
I see what you're saying.
A young man with his top off below the age of 18. It can be for a young girl.
Well, he could, like Wayne said, he could have been standing away from the computer or full frontal. I mean, it could have been using
They could have been wandering away.
This is a quick solution for that. You take a little piece of tape and you put it right over your camera and your microphone when you're not using
it. I mean, now that's a good idea. Now that people are brought to the realization that this is a possibility, but otherwise, who's going to think about it? So the laptop's got a webcam on it. You don't think that the school administrators are keeping an eye on you, very Orwellian-style monitoring of these children. And I can tell you that if I sold a laptop to some teenager, age boy or girl and started taking pictures remotely, put some software on there in advance and just started having it upload pictures every so often to me just to see what they're up to.
They'd be in jail.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't intending to do anything criminal. I just wanted to take pictures. I mean, come on. Clearly that's an invasion of privacy, and it seems so wrong, but federal court kicked it out. They said, no, there was no criminal intent. Anyway, there's more update for you. You can dial in, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Single CAI. That number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free, including our listening options. You get tuned in. We've got broadband and dial-up streams, both airing the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. Also, our listen lines are available that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live that way. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com. So 800-259-9231 is the number for you. By the way, the show brought to you by SACL, C-A-I.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing tasks of collections. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Back to your phone calls. Corby is on the line in Texas. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Corby? Hey, I'm just glad to see that they finally, you know, arrested the guy. Not arrested. They probably didn't even arrest him with the charges filed. He probably got the cop privilege of, we filed charges, you know, you need to come sign this thing and we'll have a court date for you. But at least they outed who he was, which is the, you know, places where he does business and stuff, and his people is, you know, wherever he lives, they all know he's a dog shooting, you know, son of a bitch, so whatever. But
yep.
Anyway, sorry. But anyway, just glad that they, you know, I just watched that video of the other police beating. It's just amazing these people in these costumes are allowed to.
Which one?
You know,
wait a minute. Which police beating? I mean, there's so many of them. Which one?
The guy was walking, somebody was walking his dog, and a motorist got stopped for a stop sign, running a stop sign, and somebody came up and said, hey, I saw that you did come to a stop, and I'll come to your trial. And the officer came out and started, it's right below the one for the dog thing on your website right now.
Oh,
but
wow.
It's about the cops start beating this guy up, you know, but it's just amazing.
So he beat up a man who said he would be a witness for the guy against the police.
Right.
Gotcha.
In the court system that they always tell you to take these situations to.
Corbin, yeah. any other thoughts you want to share?
Basically that's just one. Just because they outed the guy, so at least he didn't get the, you know, protection, but I'm sure he still probably had charges brought against him the way that we all wish we got a court date mailed to us, you know, instead of having to spend, you know, at least a night or more in, you know,
right,
jail waiting for a court date. But
yeah, you try
anyway.
Shooting somebody's dog in their front lawn and see how the police treat you if you're not one of them. Thanks for the call tonight, Corby. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. And, in fact, we were talking earlier tonight about disorderly conduct. It's one of the favorite charges that the police like to level against activists and other people that bother them. People that aren't actually causing any problem. People that aren't actually harming anyone else. They're not doing any damage. They're not doing any harm to another person or their property. But they don't like them. The cops don't like them for whatever reason, so they'll charge them with disorderly conduct. But did you know there was a charge called disorderly house? Did you know your house could also commit a crime, apparently? What's going on, Wayne?
Well, from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, police in SWAT gear busted through a door and searched a Cedar Rapids home for drugs last Thursday morning, but came up empty. At least 12 officers surprised the tenants at 1135 33rd Street Northeast when they arrived around 7 a.m. with a narcotics search warrant. Sergeant Christy Hamblin, a police spokeswoman, later confirmed that nothing was seized from the house. No one was taken to jail, but the tenants of the house, Justin Davis, 28, and his girlfriend, Erica Lewis, 26, were charged with disorderly house and signed a promise to appear in court, police said. No one was injured during the raid, thank goodness. Davis said his 5-year-old daughter was in her room when officers busted a hole in the front door. He said they came in the door when he heard a canine unit dog barking, and was pulled outside where he was told to lie face down in his front yard. He said the officers had him at gunpoint.
That's so crazy, the way they treat people. They put somebody at gunpoint and lay them down in their front yard. You thought you were in a free country. And
over some drugs, allegedly, which weren't even there.
Which weren't even there. Davis was visibly upset after police left and mentioned moving out of the area, which I can't say I blame
him. Heck yeah.
What do you think my neighbors think about me now, Davis said. My character has been assassinated, and I'm really upset about that. Davis said he and Lewis were handcuffed while officers searched. They were told that police had information that there was drug activity at their house.
That's right. Somebody told us there's some drugs around here, so we get to bust a hole in your door, hold you at gunpoint, and rummage through all your crap.
Right. So if you pull a gun on them and say, somebody told me you got some drugs in your front pocket, get on the ground, boy, or I'll put a bullet in your head. I mean, they treat you, you die right there.
You're a dead man.
Well, they claim that they don't just take one person's word under normal circumstances.
No, they go to a judge.
No, they take the word of a drugged-out informant, and then they go to a judge.
Well, they claim that they investigate tips about drug activity by interviewing neighbors, looking through trash, and using drug-sniffing dogs.
Did they do that?
They claim that they usually do that, but in this case, it's not clear.
I have never heard of this. I mean, that doesn't even make sense. You're going to ask people's neighbors if they're doing drugs? Please don't come and investigate that around my house.
Mr. Davis, who lives at the house, says he's on probation, and it would be stupid for him to be involved with drugs.
Well, if he's on probation, they don't need a warrant to search his house.
Yeah, that's true.
They should just get a hold of his probation officer and go there and go through his stuff. They don't need to hold the man at gunpoint.
But it's a lot more fun to bust through the door and go and start shouting and pointing guns. Well, because if you bust through the if you just show up with the probation officer, then if you're dealing with somebody who, well, first of all, in this guy's case, if you just show up with a probation officer, you don't get the adrenaline rush, right? Because odds are good he's not going to just start blasting. Odds are good he's going to let the probation officer in and things are going to go kind of routinely. But if you bring the SWAT team out and you make a lot of noise and throw in a flashbang or bust the door in and start shouting, then there's a good chance that he might be confused. Maybe, now I don't, what, does it say what time of day this happened?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. So he's probably asleep. A lot of people are still sleeping at 7 in the morning or just getting up and maybe a little groggy. So there's always the good chance.
I don't know about you, but I'm kind of cranky in the morning,
yeah,
too.
And they know there's a chance that somebody's going to go for a weapon. If you're busting into a home, there's a good chance you're going to meet someone who's armed and ready to defend their home. As Catherine Johnston, the 92-year-old woman down in Atlanta, did a few years ago and was shot to death for her efforts at protecting her home from the invaders who happened to be the police at that in that particular case. So if they're going in with their guns armed and at the ready and they're shouting, and there's a good chance they're going to get into a conflict, and they know it. And that's what they're looking for. That's what they want. They don't care about...
In some cases, that's certainly true.
Do they really care about drugs? You know that these guys know that the drugs aren't going to go away. We've talked to... Mark, you and I had a conversation with a former DEA agent, and he knew it the whole time. He knew that he wasn't making any difference in the war on drugs.
He said he felt very badly about arresting guys for pot.
Did he? I don't recall that part.
We're talking about the guy at the radio station?
Yeah. It's been a while.
But there's a lot of people, a lot of so-called informants that just make stuff up because they want to get favorable treatment in whatever they're being busted for as well. So, again, slave on slave. But listen to this. Disorderly house is described as a building or room where someone resorted to for illegal activity involving drugs, alcohol, gambling, or prostitution, according to the city ordinance. So it doesn't sound like this is going to stick for these people.
It's a house where people resort to that?
Yes. Resort to for illegal activity.
I see. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. So if you find a beer in there, that's a disorderly house. I want to get into that a little bit more. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us, including our news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the lists. I say lists because there are different ways for you to experience Free Talk Live, although I guess technically, they're not all lists. Anyway, there are different methods for you to do it. We have the email list, which is a list. And then we've got the Twitter profile, Twitter account.
I think Twitter account, Twitter, that's right.
And the Facebook profile as well. So you can follow us in whichever way works best for you, or more than one. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was looking at speaking of email, I was looking at my email that comes daily, actually I think twice a day, from Freedom's Phoenix. And the blogosphere is Twitter with Ron Paul's run in 2012. I guess somebody's gleaned some sort of evidence that they believe that means that Ron Paul is going to run in 2012. And I heard it first. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. I just wanted to look a little further into the disorderly house claims. The story from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Wayne, you brought this up. Was it their newspaper there? Online?
Yes. Let's see. This is from Eastern Iowa News Now.
They busted into a man's home who was already on probation. So as you pointed out, Mark, they didn't need to bust in. They could have just come and knocked, and he would have had to have let them in to come in and search, because that's one of the provisions typically of being on probation. But they went ahead and they busted in with the SWAT team. They came in there and they, you know, pointed a gun at the man. They held him at gunpoint while they searched the home, and they found nothing.
Embarrassed him in front of his neighbors.
Yeah, they found no drugs, but that wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough for the cops to just get their rocks off with an adrenaline rush by going in and kicking in and destroying this man's front door.
They didn't
home.
Just hold him at gunpoint. They held him face down on the ground in front yard. I mean, this
thank
is,
you for that. Yes.
This is disgusting. I can tell you, I don't live currently in a neighborhood where anybody would see this. The cops came to my house and held me face down in my driveway. No one would see it. But if they, or at least they would have to look very hard, if this had happened in the neighborhoods I previously lived in, everybody would see it, and they'd want to know, you know, what's going on here? This is a big deal. Cops all over the place, somebody being held, you know, face down with guns pointed at them in the front yard.
Now, did they actually, then they charged this man with disorderly house.
Yes.
Now, did they actually indicate what it was that they found that they believe makes it a disorderly house? Because you suggested that the disorderly house ordinance, which I have pulled up here, by the way, thanks to the wonders of the Internet, you suggested the disorderly house ordinance basically says that anybody that's gambling or having illegal drinks or something like that.
Yeah, it says where someone, quote, resorted to for, unquote, illegal activity involving drugs, alcohol, gambling, or prostitution.
That's so, it. They don't say specifically what it was they found in this man's house that made them believe this was a disorderly house. Because we know they didn't find drugs.
I'm sure the house was disorderly, literally, after the SWAT team got through searching it.
Right. Is there illegal activity surrounding alcohol? I don't think so. I mean, this is a charge to put a Band-Aid on their bruised egos for going in and you know, busting into this guy's house and finding
evidence,
nothing.
They're going to need some evidence, though, right? I mean, they're going to need
they don't need anything. They slap this guy with this, and then they drop the charges a month later, right. And they've done their jobs, and, you know, obviously the they get to blame it on the prosecutor or whatever.
Yeah. Well, according to the government's own code here, it says that any building, room, or other structure within the corporate limits of the city of Cedar Rapids where illegal gaming or illegal gambling of any kind is allowed or carried on, all houses or places of ill fame, or where persons resort to the purpose of prostitution. Assignation? The heck is that? Assignation?
Assigning someone something? I don't know.
Or lewdness, where persons resort for the purpose of lewdness. What is the definition of lewdness? Normally, when you're being lewd or something like that, isn't that where you're, you know, grabbing your crotch in the direction of, you know, somebody who you want to offend, basically doing something sexual?
Whoa.
You're making that noise, Wayne. What the people can't see on their radios is you're opening your invisible coat. You're flashing.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, how could you do something that is lewd in your own home? Can somebody explain this to
me?
Well,
if you're out in your front yard, maybe, and doing it to the cars passing
by. But it's
by.
All about a building, a room, or other structure in the city, or the corporate limits of the city. They'll just say the city of Cedar Rapids. It's the corporate limits. The heck does that mean?
That's city limits.
Right, but that's what ties into the you know, the people that say, see, they're all corporations. Well, the government is a corporation. And
assignation can be an appointment for a meeting, especially a lover's secret rendezvous.
Ooh, that's illegal now, huh?
So you're cheating. Oh, I see. Resorted to the use of controlled substance is defined in the blah, 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 blah. The Iowa code as now exists or hereinafter amended, or where prescription drugs are illegally kept. So, perhaps that's what they did. As they were rummaging through his home, because they like to rummage. We've seen the aftermath of
looking for drugs.
These searches.
So it makes sense to go into someone's drug cabinet.
They go through everything, man. Have you seen the video footage of the guys from the Motorhome Diaries and now Liberty on Tour after they were raided by the police?
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, it's shocking. It really, you don't really get to see this very often. I mean, after the cops, we've seen video footage of the police going into homes and, you know, raiding those homes. But you don't actually get to see the full process of them tossing everything. So when the guys from Motorhome Diaries at motorhomediaries.com, and actually we might be hearing from them a little later on tonight, they're now over at libertyontour.com, when they had their motorhome stolen by the cops down in Mississippi, when they got it back, the very first thing they did was they turned on their video camera and walked in. So it was the first time they'd walked back into their RV, and they walked around with the camera and just kind of surveyed everything. It's amazing the amount of damage those the men with the guns did to it. It's just disgusting. So what they did was, this is my speculation here, they went into the medicine cabinet and they found some expired medicine, right? Because if your medicine is expired, if the prescription pills are expired, that's typically a criminal, isn't that like a felony charge or in some
cases? It depends
cases?
On the kind of medicine.
They may not have been able to they
if
may
it's
not...
like foot cream, chances are not. That's not true.
I see.
But in the case of this law here, that would make your house disorderly.
Yes, so wherever the prescription drugs are illegally kept, illegally sold, or illegally given away are hereby declared disorderly houses and prohibited, and shall be suppressed, and the keepers and inmates thereof punished, as herein after provided. And then it goes on for four more paragraphs. So there you have it. So they find some drugs that they deem to be illegal in the home, even if they are prescription drugs, and you've got yourself a disorderly house charge. Even if it's your grandmother's drug. See, that's why, like, if they had your grandma's name on them, they wouldn't be able to say that you put them there. So they wouldn't be able to charge you with the possession of those drugs necessarily, because your grandmother might have been staying the night. She could have left the drugs in the cabinet. They'd have to prove that they were your drugs and that you were using them and that sort of thing. That would be too difficult. But since they were in the home in which you were living, they can then charge you with disorderly house.
This is a very handy charge that they probably use as a last resort to save face when they mess up like they did here.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to your phone calls. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. Or Dave, rather. Dave in New Hampshire. Going once. Dave in New Hampshire.
Dave.
Going twice. I don't know if Dave's there or not. We'll tell you what. We'll put him back on hold. If he's there, we'll try him again in a little bit. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So we go from the disorderly house to the bong baby. Have you seen this picture yet? The bong baby?
I think I've seen this one in the past.
Keystone Heights, Florida, according to news4jax.com, the mother of a baby who appeared to be smoking a bong told a detective she thought it was funny that her 11-month-old son put the bong into his mouth and looked like he was smoking pot, according to the court documents released this Thursday. Now, Mom, your first mistake was to talk to the detective. I mean, that's just my speculation here as to what she did wrong.
The first mistake was to let people know that the picture that is out there on the internet is of your baby.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm. Like, there's the first problem. It's one thing to release the picture. It's another thing to put it on your Facebook page.
And did she have it developed at Walmart?
No, thankfully not. But Facebook led them to her, and we'll give you a little more detail here. Also, take your calls about what you want. Dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, a big talk show host leaving the airwaves. We'll talk about some of the controversy that has come up as a result of that. And of course, take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free! Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free! Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. Now, if you like the show and you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then you can voluntarily support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, alternative options available as well, and get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, as well as a podcast. Go and get on board over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with Bong Baby from news4jax.com in Keystone Heights, Florida, a mom has admitted to a detective that she thought it was funny that her 11-month-old son put a bong to his mouth. Apparently, she wants us to believe that he just picked up the bong and put it to his mouth. And I'm looking at the picture of the little boy here with the bong, and he sure looks like he knows what he's doing. I mean, remember that story? Now, this guy's only 11 months old. You remember that story we talked about out in, I think it was India, where there was this two-year-old boy
that could smoke,
that was literally just a chain smoker. There's video footage of this little, well, he's not little, he was really overweight. This boy was literally, he had all the mannerisms down of holding the cigarette with two fingers. And I mean, he looked like he'd been a lifelong smoker at age two, this little boy. And this little 11-month-old looks like he's about to pull the stem out of this bong and take a big old hit.
Well, I don't
know
what's happening.
That bong.
I don't know what's happening in this particular picture. But kids imitate their parents.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they want to eat what you eat, and you know, they'll hold utensils and try to eat with them and things like that. And hey, that doesn't mean this baby's smoking pot.
Well, yeah, and also it doesn't mean that the baby is smoking pot, period. I mean, there might be tobacco smoke in there, but of course that probably would still get you some sort of a charge of delinquency, contributing to delinquency of a minor.
Maybe he's a reincarnated hippie.
Staringer, Rachel Staringer, age 19, of Keystone Heights, was arrested on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia following the infamous photograph that attracted so much attention on the internet. Detectives said Staringer admitted to having the bong in her bedroom. She told investigators she was cleaning her room one day and her young son crawled in and put the pipe up to his mouth, according to the documents. Staringer said that's when she snapped a picture of it on her phone, detectives said. Sounds concocted to me.
Mistake.
Wait, talking to the detectives? Or
taking snapping a picture of it on your camera,
yeah,
or on your phone, rather.
According, this is just a string of mistakes in this this particular case. According to the arrest warrant affidavit, Staringer admitted to sending the pictures to a few friends, but told detectives she had no idea how it got posted to her Facebook account.
Mm. Huh. How'd that happen?
Well, I suppose she could have given her login information to one of her friends, but you'd think she would have some idea of which friend she gave her login information to.
Yeah, that part sounds bullcrap.
Why didn't you just tell the cops that she got it as a gift and she never used it? It was under the bed and she forgot all about it and the kid found it.
I don't know who took the picture of my child, taking a swat off the bong, mm-hmm, and I don't know who posted it on my Facebook.
Yeah,
that was really funny.
Somebody must have gotten my password.
The affidavit says Staringer failed a drug test and had traces of marijuana in her system. When Channel 4 first reported the story in June, Staringer posted a message on her Facebook account saying, "Do you realize how serious this is? I can go to jail and he can be taken away from me. Why would you do something so expletive stupid? I don't know what I did. I know what I did was stupid, but I would never put my baby in harm. I'm so nice to everyone. I don't know why you would do this to me." So it seems like the suggestion here is that one of her so-called friends decided to go ahead and that she sent this picture to decided to go ahead and report her to the cops. Because it seems pretty unlikely that the cops are just trolling around through Facebook profiles trying to find pictures of children.
It could be
smoking.
It could go one step farther than that. I mean, I've seen screen caps of people who do sort of silly things on Facebook by accident, don't really know how to use it or whatever. And it could have gone, you know, the friends, you know, reposted and it, you know, that kind of thing. And then because that's the nature of it, it's social networking. So it could have been reposted, and then you get to the level where somebody isn't prepared. It doesn't care whether they, report somebody that kid gets taken away.
True. I mean, also, you're right. And also it could be that, and I don't know what the exact time frame is here, right? Because the story says that this became an internet sensation. So now I never saw the bong picture before today.
I think I've seen that picture.
But so the question becomes, well, if it became sensational on the internet, then that certainly would have attracted the attention of the police, right? Because if it spreads far enough and wide enough, the cops are going to come across it. And then some busybody cop might decide that he wants to investigate this, mm-hmm, and figure out what's going on and starts contacting people who might have put it on their profiles. And they would say, oh, no, it wasn't mine. I got it from here. Oh, no, it wasn't me. I got it from here. And maybe they managed to do the detective work to actually figure out who it was, if it wasn't one of her friends just directly snitching her out to the police.
So they could have traced it back to her IP address.
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility as well. But that's where it should have ended. If this girl was knew what she was doing, and most people don't know what they're doing when it comes to the police. Most people think that if the cops are knocking on their door, they have to talk to them. Most people think that if the cops are calling, they have to go to the meeting the cops want to schedule with them. Look, Ms. Staringer, we're going to need you to come down. We're going to have to ask you to come down to the station. Just answer a few questions.
Okay. Well, when should I do that?
They're scared. They don't know what to do. They're not sure what their rights are. She probably can't afford a lawyer to hire to give her advice in this particular case. And the smartest thing to do, I think, would have been to not talk to the cops. I mean, I agree with you guys, not taking the picture, not posting the picture. Okay, but she already did all that. It still didn't
have to, cops too.
Yeah, it still didn't have to end like this, mm-hmm, because the cops don't have any proof that it was her that took the photo. They have no idea whose baby it is, what the situation was with the baby, why the baby had the bong, where the photo was taken, all of that information. She gave them the information they needed to convict her. When you open your mouth to the police, and they're supposed to tell you this if they've arrested you, and they may not have arrested her. They may have just called her up and set up a meeting with her, and then she just spilled the beans to them. And then they would have had reason to arrest her at that point. So the cops have no obligation to tell you that anything you say can and will be used against you. But it's always true when speaking to the police. Now, look, I'm not saying that I agree with this woman.
I hope in this circumstance they give her some kind of fine or some kind of community service or
and not steal her child.
Yeah, and don't take her kid away from her. Because, okay, if let's talk about the worst case scenario here. Let's talk about what is she doing with her child is the worst case scenario. She's teaching your kid how to smoke pot. Okay? Let's just lay it out on the line. What's worse, teaching a child being taught how to smoke marijuana or a child being taken away from their family that loves them and being put in a foster home where, the people just don't care? I'd rather a child be taught how to smoke marijuana, be in a marijuana smoking house or honestly an alcohol drinking house or whatever kind of house where people love them than to be put into some kind of foster home scenario. Well, even people that don't even quite understand what love means.
Right, because children will never come across marijuana in a foster home environment. Right?
You mean in a child warehouse?
Whatever.
Right, yeah. Right. You're right, Wayne, because they've got a bunch of kids in these places.
Some of these people are good people who actually care for kids, but there's others where they just want the money to foster these kids, and they're just like little kid warehouses where these people are collecting money to watch over these kids
and in a lot of cases, not being cared for properly. Right, and
not
only are they not being cared for properly in a number of the examples, and of course there's the extreme where they're like locking them in cages and starving them. Not all of them are like that, obviously, but many of them are just households where the foster family has a number of children, and the age ranges are varying widely. So this little baby might be put in a home where you've got a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old. And then the 16-year-old, as the 2-year-old's getting older, is could possibly do the same things. Who knows what kind of influences these foster kids will have on one another and what kind of negative things will happen. The idea that somebody would be taken away from the influences of alcohol and cigarettes and drugs simply because they're being put in a foster home?
The government's care?
It's absurd.
The government couldn't keep drugs out of its own prisons.
Yeah. So just remember that when the cops are talking to you, anything you say can and will be used against you. They don't have to read you your so-called Miranda rights unless you're under arrest and they intend to question you. That's my understanding. I'm not a lawyer. Okay, so don't take that as legal advice. Just always watch yourself around these people. The less you say, the better off you are, because it's you that is going to make the case against you. You're going to make their case for them, and that's exactly what happened in this case. And I don't support what she did. I don't support giving a baby a bong, and I don't believe her story. He just crawled up on the bed and grabbed this bong that had a bunch of billowing smoke inside it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that.
It looks like smoke to me. It could be really fuzzy glass.
Smoky glass.
But I don't think so. I don't think so. You can take control
of the
airwaves. Did
you get the munchies after, I wonder?
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number 3 is on the way. Coming up, fireworks on a plane. 200 of them, the TSA let them by. Mark, you got the story. Get to that. Also, Dr. Laura quitting radio? Tell you about it.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand.